Sorry for making this a long one for you guys, but I just thought I'd outline everything, because maybe it'd be useful if you wanted to ever do a day trip to Paris, or if you know anyone going there, even without day trip, or, you know, if they want to go for a longer period of time. And I definitely would say a day trip is possible, and I would have done a few things differently. I would have tried to get the Louvre and Versailles in there. I would have actually tried, because we genuinely had time. We had hours, basically. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we'd organised it, we could have gotten even more in. And we did. We got more things than we planned anyway. So that's what I'm saying. So I'll explain, don't worry. I will explain. Just to continue on from the part of the scammers. I heard these, I think it was an English couple or something, and they were talking about these people that con you on the street and they try and get some money off you when you sign this petition. And I think they also have, because they're all quite young, you know, and they also have, like, because I mentioned, yeah, that there are, like, Paris is known for its pickpockets. And apparently what the guy behind, because there was a few, as I say, there was about four or five of them surrounding us, which was intimidating in itself, but we were walking quickly. And unfortunately, even though we were walking, there was someone in front of Kiana and one of them on the side of her. So obviously we couldn't walk through them, you know what I mean? But we were trying to, and I was actually trying to walk faster, but I kind of realised there was no way we could get past them. And they were shouting, not all of them, but actually a couple of them were shouting, especially the girl. The guys were actually quiet, the one behind me. They were there, felt them there, but they were quiet. There was a couple of girls shouting, and I didn't even understand. I thought she said babies, but it turned out she was saying Benghazi. The way she said it was weird, basically. We managed, she was like, we have to go. Kiana was like, we have to go. We're sorry, like, we understand, but we need to go. We need to go right now. And as soon as we left, I explained to them that it was weird, but it was like I was being forewarned. Which was amazing, actually. It was like I was being forewarned because I heard this couple. They sounded English. They were talking about these people who approach you on the street, tell you about these different causes or something, but it just doesn't seem right the way they do it. And when you sign, you give some money. So anyway, we got out of that situation. I'm really sorry, my throat and my voice. I said I have a cold, and I do feel a lot better today. So sorry. Okay, so we escaped the crazy people, JK. And as I was saying, I think I just realised where it ended. I didn't have anything in that bag apart from food, packet of painkillers, inhaler, tissue. That was all I had in that bag. So if they'd taken it, I have a spare one at home, so that's fine. Inhaler. If they had taken that bag, I would not have been bothered. I would have been bothered because I really like that bag. It's a cute bag. It's a really cute bag. It's different. Therefore, that's why I took it. It's quite small, so it is actually a handbag. Whereas everyone else had backpacks, which I would say are a lot more practical. I understand why people take backpacks. However, I didn't feel like I needed anything because I bought water and they were like, amazingly, there were like places where you can fill up water along the street, and it was public. It said public water, and when I tried it, it tasted fine. So I had a bottle in my hand, and I had a small one, so I could actually put it in the bag. But sometimes I'd just carry it if I wanted some. I could just take a swig while I was walking or chilling near an attraction, or chilling, you know, sitting down somewhere. So yeah, sorry, I'm trying to figure out where I'm up to. I think I'm up to the bridge. To the bridge. We walked to the bridge. Did we walk to the bridge? It wasn't far. I'm trying to think. And I think we took the metro to the bridge. But it really was not far at all. It was like a couple of stops, I think. And we took a picture of the bridge. As I said, I had a horrible cold, so I didn't take very many pictures. I should have at least taken one with the Eiffel Tower, but I didn't. I just didn't feel very glamorous, to be fair. Like, I didn't. Even though I had a nice outfit on, just comfortable, but still, like, nice. But I just felt a bit shit, really, in terms of how I look and feel. You know, when you feel a certain way, and I like taking pictures, and I had planned to take loads and loads of me, like, near the site. But my friend was like, come on, you're going to regret this, you're going to regret this. At least one picture near the bridge, however shit you look. Just take one picture. Like, it's not even near the Eiffel Tower, which we should have done. She was like, we should have done that. But it's okay, because she was like, I'll send you all the pictures I have. And both girls are really sweet, so they said, oh, we'll send you the pictures that we've done. So I was like, okay, cool. So at least I have loads of pictures of the actual tower from underneath and from different angles. So that's cool. So anyway, I was forced to take a picture with the bridge as the background. That's okay, because it's an important bridge, and it's quite nice. It's got a nice filigree and things on it. And I think it had angels. Oh no, I don't know whether that was the arch or the bridge, but there was angels and stuff on it. It was really nice. Anyways, once we went on the bridge, which was cool. And obviously you could see the river. Really nice. And there was like a fake fountain. I think they tried to make it romantic. Which I'm sure it is. You know, I actually wouldn't mind coming with my future other half to Paris. Even though I say Italy is a bit more romantic. I always argue that point. I can understand now a bit more why Paris would be romantic as well. So definitely I would love to go with my other half to Paris. Whoever he is. There might actually have to be a part 4 to this. I hope I'm not boring you, but I just thought if you guys know the details, you might be able to, like, you know, pick things that you know, might be useful to you if you ever want to go, or to anyone else. So that's why I'm doing such a detailed thing. Anyway. We went on the bridge and whatever. Then we were wondering what to do next, but then we found this, there was this place, this thing called Grand Palais, and small palace, I think it was another palace next to it, and we kind of, like, the girls had seen it on our way to various places, both of them, actually, but near there was, like, one of the palaces. I don't think it was the Grand One, because I think that one was being set up or something. Yeah, set up for, like, something. So there was, like, a gallery. Nothing, not a big gallery. Not, like, the Louvre or anything like that. You know what I mean? Not. It's quite obscure, quite small, but nice. Looked alright. Free entry, but they checked our bags. And we were like, oh, sigh, annoying. But, you know, we wanted to get in and kill time. Because, as I said, we had time. And we knew we couldn't go to Versailles. Or we would have gone. We couldn't go to the Louvre because the Louvre was closed on Tuesdays, or we would have gone. Because we had time on our hands, so we went into this little gallery. It was still a nice way to kill time. There was, like, really interesting things in, like, what she was describing. There was a Monet there, different artists. So even though it was very small and obscure, they had nice things there, do you know what I mean? Like, it was cool, and, like, lots of impressionistic stuff. That was really nice. I love impressionistic stuff because I love Debussy and Ravel, which are musicians from that period of time. Therefore, I can lend myself to the art, even though I'm not that interested in art, obviously, because I can't see it. But I am actually interested in the artists themselves. I like to know about their lives and stuff. Like, I don't, just because I can't see the pictures or the vases or the sculptures, I don't turn off completely, because I think it's really interesting, because art is comprised of lots of different things, and music is definitely creative and part of that creativity. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same, I feel like it's a similar process. Writing, music, art, dance, poetry, it's all similar.